Well, you really couldn't have asked for a more exquisite day for the Downtown Duluth Art Walk last Friday. Annie Dugan was the one who told us all about it, so she's the gal we get to thank. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. I wish I could control the weather. That would be beautiful. But I can control what I tell you about that's going on in the arts. And this week, we have a celebration on Thursday all across the nation, and it has to do with a look at fear. What is it? It's Halloween! Woohoo! And fear included, you know, along with joy and lots of Elsa costumes. And there's a couple of really fun events that are going on around Halloween. One is on Wednesday, all day, 9 to 5, the Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies Department at UMD is having, you can bring your own t-shirt or they'll have other t-shirts that you can upcycle into a make-your-own costume. It's a make-your-own feminist killjoy costume. They will have iron-ons. It is just time to own this. You know, Halloween comes around and folks rightly point out the problems with a lot of what we choose to dress up as. So please keep in mind staying away from appropriation and delve into your own creativity. There is so much there. I remember when I was the education director at the Duluth Art Institute, I had to go on air on one of the television stations to talk about, you know, how you can craft your own Halloween costume. And I had this great box full of all these projects that I was going to show off. And when I was, you know, it's an early morning show, I hop in the car and I get to the station already, and I realize I left the box at home. And so I had to figure out in 10 minutes what I could show people how to make, you know, dealing with what is in the break room at the local TV station.
And I'm thinking, all right, so you had some really old coffee, and you had some sadly outdated magazines. You had a couple packages of stale cigarettes that had been hidden at some point. And that's
a paper plate.
Yeah, that's about all the content that we can really share on the air.
And a couple markers, yeah. So it was, it was a wonderful way of showing off. Necessity is the mother of invention. It is also the motivator of creativity. And we made ourselves into light sockets. We took two paper plates and, two lines down the center, pasted those on. Bam, we were light sockets. I can't remember what else we came up with, but it was really fun. And it just reminds us that there is so much inside us that we need to show and enjoy. So I think that's sort of what people are getting at with the claiming the feminist killjoy and owning that phrase and enjoying it. So that is Wednesday from 9 to 5 at UMD. That'll be at the Kirby Student Center. They're tabling there and you can go and make your own. But I also think it'd be a fun idea just to, you know, invite your friends over one night this week before Halloween and say, all right, everything in the house, have at it. You know, come without a costume and then leave with a costume with what you can find. I know that there's those shows like the design shows with, like, you know, throw a bunch of stuff in the middle and come up with what you can come up with. And it's just, it's fun. There's on Thursday morning, Market Day Duluth, which is a cosmetics place up in up around the colleges, is having a free Halloween makeup making event at 11 a.m. They will give you a consultation. And this actually sent me down a rabbit hole. My friend earlier last week was showing me, she loves the TikTok and the video programs. You know, the kids are all into these YouTube things. Anyway, she was looking at those. And there's all these makeup tutorials on, you know, how to make yourself look like the Mona Lisa, or how to make yourself look like the face from Van Gogh. So taking face paint or makeup and making all these wonderful lines all over your face. It's fascinating, these it really is a rabbit hole. If you Google artworks makeup demos, there are, I don't know how many, but there's quite a few. And some of my favorites are the ones that use Roy Lichtenstein. So Roy Lichtenstein was this pop artist who was working with cartoon strips, and he was fascinated with those Benday dots. So these are early printing. A lot of times your newspaper would come up sort of misaligned and have all these, you could look at and see all these dots in it. So he was working with that, and so some of these, and they are artists, doing makeup demos will put these Benday dots on their face and sort of look like these images from either a Lichtenstein painting or those old school comics in the newspaper. They're really, really fun. I think my all-time favorite art-themed Halloween costume was the redo of the botched restoration in Spain, in Borja, Spain, of the Jesus fresco. This is a woman who, this is, I think, like in 2013, she took it upon herself to restore, quote-unquote, a fresco in the community's church, and it ended up maybe in a different light. It was spread around the internet.
It was her interpretation of a restoration.
That's a great way of saying it.
Okay,
I know. And so,
in this country, you get fined for that kind of thing.
You know what's fascinating is that, and please, no small towns take this as liberty to go on your own restoration kicks. But that town in Spain had a huge tourist influx. Like they had 150,000 tourists come to want to see that redo of that Jesus fresco. So what turned, you know, it was a botched restoration, but it did revive the town's economy. So again, I am not condoning taking the restoration.
I'm still thinking that eventually the novelty wore off, and people would come to the town to see the original, perhaps now, not the don't try this at home version.
Right. I don't know how long. What is the shelf life of a meme in tourists? That would be a good little case study. I don't know if it still is around. But I do love when people dress up as that botched Jesus. It's delightful. So, and then you can take your costumes and then wear them again. The Duluth Art Institute is having their big masquerade ball on Saturday, November 2nd. So you can have a real long life for whatever costumes your own creativity comes up with this week.
There
then
you have it.
Good.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's enough. So you're going to send me a few links so that we can get some links set up so folks can fall down the rabbit hole for themselves. Don't
Fabulous.
Expect anybody to get any work done around this community today. But yeah, it's Halloween's coming. It's all right. It's all good.
It's fun. Yep.
Annie,
yep.
Thanks
and
a million.
And if you mess up your makeup, you can just say, I did a botched restoration.
Exactly. And pretty much anything that I do to my face now, any makeup of any sort, I should make a t-shirt for myself at the UMD thing that says botched restoration, and we just go from there. Oh, Annie, how fabulous. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on Northland Morning.